You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how non-competes are dead and how tech workers are free to roam. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. More U.S. workers will soon be free to leave their employers to work for rivals, thanks to a new federal law that will block the long-standing practice of locking in workers with non-compete agreements. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission on Tuesday issued a final rule that bans most non-competes nationwide. The agency estimated that by allowing people more freedom, the change would lead to the creation of 8,500 new businesses annually, an average annual pay increase of $524 for workers, lower health care costs, and as many as 29,000 more patents each year for the next decade. The FTC says about 1 in 5 U.S. workers are bound by contract clauses that prevent them from taking new jobs from a competitor or starting their own competing businesses for some period of time. The agreements can trap workers and slow career advancement and wage increases, two things workers often achieve by hopping jobs. The agreements also disproportionately affect workers in tech and certain other roles. 36% of engineers and architects work under non-competes, as do 35% of workers in computer and math fields, according to research from the universities of Maryland and Michigan. Under the FTC's new rule, tech workers will probably experience a rise in the outside opportunities that they face, says Evan Starr, an associate professor of business at the University of Maryland who worked on the research. They'll have more freedom to work where they want. They will be more likely to be paid higher wages. Opponents of non-competes say they hurt workers by keeping them in lower-waged jobs and also stifle innovation, preventing people from starting their own businesses or putting innovative ideas into practice. Non-compete supporters argue the arrangements encourage investment in staff and protect trade secrets. But recent research from Starr indicates that banning non-competes hasn't led to an increase in trade secret litigation. The new FTC rule was a carve-out to keep existing non-competes for senior executives in place, but it blocks companies from creating new non-competes for these high-level workers. The rule is due to take effect in about 4 months, but it's expected to face challenges. Two dissenting commissioners who voted against the rule saw it as overstepping the FTC's power. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce quickly announced after the rule passed that it will sue to try and block it. Several states, including Tech Hub California, have already banned enforcement of non-competes. But a recent title shift has seen the issue resonate with dozens of states. In the 2023 legislative session, 38 states introduced 81 bills that sought to ban or restrict enforcement of non-competes. California's long-established law is seen as part of the reason Silicon Valley became a hub for innovation, while Massachusetts's once similar tech corridor didn't soar in the same way. Tech executive Daniel Powers has battled non-competes twice in his career. In 2010, IBM tried to delay his move from New York to Seattle to work for Amazon Web Services, the online retailer's cloud division, by a year. The party settled on Powers taking 6 months off. Fortunately for Powers, Amazon agreed to pay him even while he couldn't work. 2 years later, the tables turned. When Powers attempted to take a job with Google Cloud, Amazon sued him, saying he had agreed not to work for one of its competitors within 18 months of leaving. The incident drew headlines as the first non-compete case Amazon had brought against someone inside fast-growing AWS, Powers recalls. Powers had to move to California, where non-competes aren't legal, for a new gig, and his attorney told him to get there as soon as possible. But living in a different state, the lawsuit could be tried in federal court, where his attorney felt Amazon had less of an advantage compared to Washington state court. A federal judge ended up siding with Powers, and he lost only about 3 months of work at Google while the case played out. Amazon, IBM, and Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Had Powers not received discounted legal help over the years, he says he could have easily spent over $100,000 battling non-competes. It's just not fair to the employees, says Powers, who now runs cloud advisory firm What's Next Consulting. When I won, I got hundreds of emails and texts from Amazon employees thanking me for beating them. People in Washington state who want to leave one of the tech giants often must have difficult conversations with their families, advisors, and potential new employer about the risks of litigation and potentially being without a paycheck for a long stretch. Powers estimates that he's aided over 200 former Amazon and IBM colleagues in the process. California workers have no such concerns. It's just, okay, goodbye, Powers says. There's nothing companies can do about it. If the new FTC rule ends up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, he says his message to the justices will be simple. Taking away a person's ability to work in an industry they are trained in, have skills in, and have been in is a massive disservice to the employee, Powers says. It's not the right thing to do to have these agreements. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Senate vote leaves TikTok's creator economy staring into the abyss. On Wired Science, doctors combined a pig heart and pig kidney transplant in breakthrough surgery. And on Wired Security, how North Koreans secretly animated Amazon and Mac shows, researchers say. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.